the ultimate Gloomhaven and Frosthaven host setup in 2026. Cut setup to 15 minutes and make campaign night feel effortless. Kenji here. One clean decision at a time, and the whole table becomes easier. The best Haven setup is hybrid and role-based. Learn two or three scenarios physically, then let X-Haven, Gloomhaven Secretariat, or Full Stack handle monster HP, ability decks, conditions, and initiative if the group likes the trade. File map tiles in a labeled accordion or map archive, sort overlays and standees in visible bins, assign setup jobs before guests arrive, and keep reserve components on a sideboard. Buy Frosthaven Play surface books when tile hunting is the main friction. Buy a premium insert only after deciding which physical components your app replaces. The Frosthaven and Gloomhaven second edition boxes are not difficult because one scenario is impossible to set up. They are difficult because the host repeats hundreds of tiny retrieval, tracking, and teardown decisions across a campaign. The ultimate room is not the one with the most terrain. It is the one where four adults sit down and begin. Kenji built this guide from current r/Gloomhaven setup threads, experience group reports, official accessory listings, exact Amazon products, and the practical boundary between physical pleasure and digital administration. The result can reach 5 to 15 minute setup without turning a cardboard campaign into a video game. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What is the best Gloomhaven or Frosthaven setup in 2026? Use four layers: a retrieval system, a table system, a rules boundary, and a return ritual. Retrieval means numbered map files and visible bins. Table means a clean tactical center, separate player stations, and a reserve sideboard. Rules boundary means deciding what stays physical and what an app tracks. Return ritual means recording the campaign and packing tomorrow's first 5 minutes before tonight ends. Current experience groups report 5 to 15 minutes setup when those layers are fixed. They do not all own the same insert. They know where map tiles, overlays, and monsters live. Multiple people share setup, and the next scenario is chosen before the clock begins. Should you use X-Haven, Gloomhaven Secretariat, or Full Stack? Use an app only after the group has played enough physical rounds to understand what it is automating. X-Haven is the lightweight scenario assistant many groups cite for monster ability decks, HP, conditions, elements, and initiative. Gloomhaven Secretariat and Full Stack offer broader campaign or browser-based workflows. All three have strong current community support and free paths. The best hybrid keeps ability cards, items, attack modifier decks, figures, and the tactical map physical while moving repetitive monster administration to one shared screen. Cast it to a TV or place a tablet where all players can verify the state. Assign one operator, but let every player narrate their own damage, conditions, and XP. The operator should not lose their planning time because the table treats them as unpaid software. What storage saves the most Gloomhaven and Frosthaven setup time? The first purchase is map filing. A 24-pocket accordion file is the inexpensive answer. The folded space Frosthaven map archive is the fitted hobby answer. Label slots by the printed tile code and make the orientation visible from above. The second purchase is a two-sided planar organizer or equivalent clear small parts system for overlays, traps, doors, objectives, and commonly used markers. Sort monsters alphabetically or into broad categories everyone understands. A beautiful organizer that only the owner can decode is not organization. It is a private language. Current players repeatedly identify the scavenger hunt, not punching or placement, as the true setup killer. Are Frosthaven Play surface books worth it? Frosthaven Play surface books are worth it when building map geometry is the part that delays play or discourages weeknight sessions. The official accessory replaces much of the tile construction burden with bound scenario surfaces. It is especially valuable for solo players, smaller tables, hosts with limited prep time, and groups that repeatedly lose momentum while hunting overlays. They are not an automatic purchase for a group that loves constructing the map or already reaches a 5-minute setup with labeled tiles. They also do not eliminate monster standees, decks, player materials, loot, conditions, or campaign administration. Think of them as a targeted fix for one proven bottleneck, not a replacement for the host system. Is a premium Gloomhaven or Frosthaven organizer worth it? Yes, when the tray plan matches the group's actual rules boundary. The Broken Token Frosthaven organizer deploys labeled component systems from the box. The Folded Space Gloomhaven organizer provides a lighter fitted insert for the earlier game. Both can reduce teardown and retrieval. Neither can decide which components an app made irrelevant. If Exhaven handles monster ability decks, initiative and HP, an insert that devotes premium space to those physical systems may solve yesterday's problem. Play 3 sessions, note every search that lasts more than 30 seconds, and buy for that list. Generic bins often outperform a bespoke wooden monument because they can be relabeled when the campaign's active component mix changes. How should you arrange the ultimate Haven table? The center holds only the tactical map, figures, and active overlays. Player stations hold character mat, ability cards, items, modifier deck, and personal tokens. A host sideboard holds reserve monsters, unopened doors, extra overlays, loot, pencils, campaign sheets, and the shared screen. Food and drinks occupy a fourth zone beyond cardboard reach. Use stable dimensions rather than decorative clutter. Every player needs enough width to choose 2 cards privately, reveal them together, and resolve without covering items. Put the shared app or monster dashboard above eyeline to the map, not in the center of it. A small Bluetooth speaker can add atmosphere, but volume should never force rules explanations to become performances. How do you host without quarterbacking the whole party? Explain the round structure and objective, then ask each player to state intent before advice begins. I need to reach the door and stay alive, invites useful collaboration. Play your top card at initiative 18, removes authorship. Use a 30-second silence window for card selection when one confident player starts filling every decision. Assign campaign roles outside combat too. One person reads events, one maintains loot and shop records, one manages the map file, and one operates the shared app. The owner can remain rules arbiter without becoming the group's memory, hands, and calendar. The ultimate host creates competence around the table and eventually becomes less essential. What should you prepare before guests arrive? Choose the scenario and send its number before game night. Ask players to arrive with ability cards and item loadout settled. The host pulls the first map pieces, needed monsters, overlay packet, bases, and loot deck, then checks whether any scenario-specific rule needs a visual reminder. Stop before revealing hidden rooms or reading consequences. Set water, coasters, napkins, and real food on the hospitality rail. Use low-mess snacks that do not powder fingers or shed crumbs into modifier decks. Put a visible start time and a soft end time in the invitation. Haven is more generous when the group is not silently calculating whether the final room will destroy tomorrow morning. How do you end a Haven session so the next one starts fast? Before packing, record scenario result, rewards, prosperity or outpost changes, retirements, unlocked content, and the likely next scenario. Photograph the campaign sheet if multiple people share administration. Use Frosthaven removable stickers when reset, resale, or non-destructive play matters. Otherwise, the permanent campaign surface is part of the object's history. Return active character decks to labeled player boxes, put the next scenario number on the archive, charge the shared tablet, and reset the operations sideboard. The campaign should finish the night facing forward. A host who begins teardown only after everyone leaves eventually stops inviting people. What is the best Gloomhaven and Frosthaven setup buying order? Phase 0, play 2 or 3 physical scenarios and write down the friction. Phase 1, try a free companion app and assign setup roles. Phase 2, buy a labeled accordion file and clear parts organizer. Phase 3, choose Frosthaven play surface books if map building remains the problem. Phase 4, Buy a fitted organizer only when its trays match the established system. Skip 3D terrain, metal coins, deluxe stands, and atmospheric electronics until the campaign runs reliably. Those products can make a beloved ritual richer. They cannot create the ritual. Final verdict. Start free. Assign roles and test a companion app after 2 or 3 all-physical scenarios. Then buy a labeled map file and visible small parts bins. Frosthaven Play Surface books are the best premium speed upgrade when map construction is the bottleneck. Premium inserts are excellent only when their tray plan matches the physical components your group actually uses. Scenery and terrain are atmosphere purchases, not setup solutions. Frequently asked questions. How long should Gloomhaven or Frosthaven setup take? A practice group with labeled storage, divided jobs, and an optional app can reach roughly 5 to 15 minutes. New groups should expect longer while learning where components live. What is the best free app for Gloomhaven or Frosthaven? Xhaven Assistant is the most common lightweight recommendation. Gloomhaven Secretariat and Full Stack provide broader browser or campaign workflows. Try the one whose interface your whole group can verify. Should beginners use a companion app? Play 2 or 3 scenarios physically first so everyone understands monster decks, initiative, HP, and conditions. Then automate the administration the group agrees it does not enjoy. Are Frosthaven Play Surface books worth it? Yes, when map assembly is the proven bottleneck, especially for solo, weeknight, and smaller table play. Know when the group enjoys building maps and already sets up quickly. What is the best cheap Gloomhaven setup upgrade? A labeled accordion file for map tiles and transparent parts boxes for overlays and standees provide the largest inexpensive improvement. Is a premium organizer worth it? Only when its tray plan matches the physical components your group still uses after choosing an app boundary. How do you prevent quarterbacking in Gloomhaven? Let each player state intent, give a brief silent card selection window, ask before offering a specific play, and distribute campaign jobs so expertise does not become ownership. How do you protect Gloomhaven or Frosthaven cards from food and drinks? Create a separate hospitality rail or sideboard. Keep coasters, snacks, napkins, and drinks outside player stations and the tactical map. Do removable stickers help set up? Not materially. They help reset, resale, and non-destructive campaign play. Are the product links direct Amazon affiliate links? Yes. Every shopping CTA in this guide uses the exact Amazon product detail ASIN with the Puzzlewick affiliate tag.